We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ron and Anian.
This is not an easy business. This business is more than just, you know, bad coffee through the morning and a stale sandwich at lunch and, you know, working on vehicles. There's a lot of fun in this business, but there's a lot of responsibility in this business.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down.
The Car Doctor.
They wouldn't show up on a scan tool.
Well, great. Okay, and ask them, how did they fix cars before scan tools were invented? Did they use that thing between their ears?
Right.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Hey, welcome to Auto Repair. You know, auto repair is it's a wonderful thing. It really is. It's an industry. I'll start the conversation this way. It's an industry that is judged by many and done by few. I was on Facebook the other day, and somebody had posted a commentary about repairs their vehicle needed, and they were asking questions to the unwashed and unshaven of Facebook, saying, "Hey, how much do you think this job should cost? And is the mechanic doing this right?" And I had a laugh, you know, we're doing something as technical and as complicated as auto repair, and we're allowing it to be judged by those that can't or don't do it, to do it the best way, the cheapest way. And it doesn't make any sense to me. This is auto repair. You know what? Build a relationship. One thing I know, doing things cheap doesn't usually end in a great repair product or event. You know, I always think about the space program, right? We send a guy to the moon in a rocket that was put out for bid to the cheapest bidder to get the guy 250,000 miles away from Earth and bring him back. And we made it almost every time. You know, it's just funny, right? I just don't understand. I'm puzzled by it. I was puzzled by the number of people that talked about as if they were experts about why the repair shop should be using aftermarket parts, or they should be using original equipment parts, or, you know, what the repair shop should be charging. I don't understand that. But yet we'll go out to Starbucks and spend $7 on a cup of coffee, or we'll go to a diner and we won't complain about $6 for two eggs fried. Like, I just, why is it that auto repair seems to be the one thing that everybody feels like they're an authority on? Well, I shouldn't leave out the plumbers, the carpenters, doctors, lawyers, but you don't hear people complaining about them nearly as much. It's a puzzling thing to me. I don't understand it. Auto repair has gotten more difficult over time. And I can only tell you that based on my 50-something years of doing this, that we're doing things now in procedural manner in ways that I never envisioned. And it's only going to get worse. The complexity is only going to increase as time goes on. And and yet there are people out there that think this is so simple. You know, this is the way my dad did it. One thing I know, the way my dad did auto repair and the way I'm doing auto repair is not going to be the same way in 20 years. It'll be so different. It's so different now. And it changes on a daily basis. Here, I'll tell you this story. We had a Jeep V6, a Jeep Wrangler, 18 Jeep Wrangler, come into the shop this week. And a fairly new customer, but we're building our relationship with Richard. And we're just there. He needed some help. It's starting to set a misfire fault, a P0302. Now, it's not a misfire that you feel. It maybe a little bit once in a while when it's cold, but it's not there all the time. It's at random. And this is the infamous Jeep. You know, you'll set a misfire, it'll be a 302 or sometimes a 305 or sometimes a 306, depending upon the mood, it seems. Well, you know, we went through our usual due diligence. I ran relative compression, which you're not going to do a mechanical compression test right off the bat, because to do mechanical compression, you have to take off the intake plenum, because Chrysler designed it so that part of the intake manifold is on top of the engine. You can't get access to spark plugs. So I ran through relative compression. I ran through volumetric efficiency to prove the engine could breathe. I ran through some other tests, you know, what I call unobtrusive testing, which to me is the right way to do this. Let's do this as efficiently and quickly as possible to come to some sort of a direction and a conclusion. And I did all that, and it all kept pointing that this engine is mechanically sound. There's nothing wrong with this engine. So if you proceed along the diagnostic path, the next step is to isolate what's going on cylinder two. Now, I found an internal memo from Chrysler that we're not supposed to have, but we have it because I know somebody. I know a guy, and that's the way it works in Jersey. You know a guy. And it's an internal memo from Chrysler that talks about this particular problem with the V6 Chryslers, that Chrysler wants you to, when you reach this point of the diagnosis, they want you to move the spark plug, the coil, and the injector to different cylinders. And then clear the code, let the customer drive it, what fault comes back. And we did that. And within a day, the fault came back, P0302. I've now proven conclusively that this vehicle has a mechanical problem in cylinder two, that it's not spark plug, it's not injector, it's not coil. So the next step is, well, what's wrong with cylinder two? It passes a compression test. It passes a breathing test. And after further research, got to do your research, Einstein was right. After further research, I find that the rocker arms that Chrysler installed on this engine are failing. The little needle roller bearings that the rocker teeter-totters on are going bad, and they're developing flat spots, and it causes the rocker to momentarily hang or bind or not allow smooth operation, and it causes a misfire. It causes a misstep. So here's the problem. I should let Facebook fix this truck, right? Everybody's got an opinion. You know, do you go in? Do you take the intake plenum back off, which you have to do, to get the rocker arm off, to get the valve cover off, to get the ignition coil back out? Do you do one cylinder? Do you do all the cylinders on the left bank? Do you do both cylinders? Are you hoping it's a rocker arm? Do you take it apart and expect to see something with the rocker, counting on the memo or the bulletin that this possibly could be a solution? Or do you put heads on it? Because it seems like in further research, just as many heads get sold at Chrysler Jeep dealers as they do rocker arm assemblies. It's probably the difference, as an educated guess, between spending $3,000 or $5,000. But I'm sure the aftermarket would have something like that. I'm sure Facebook could help fix that. I'm sure all the experts out on Facebook could solve this for $3.82 because they're all geniuses. Auto repair is not something to be taken lightly. I don't take it lightly. And I'm not sure what Richard is going to do. He understands 100%. And we've told him, we'll do whatever you want to do. I just, you know, I'm sort of appalled that something that costs as much money as a Jeep Wrangler, something for 50 grand in this day and age, we can't make an engine last longer than 63,000 miles. And then why would we spend money on something with 63,000 miles on it to do engine work of some magnitude or consequence? And then what's next? You have to ask yourself, right? What's next? Where does it stop? You see, those are the things Facebook should be talking about. They should be talking about the poor quality of product. They should be talking about the way certain manufacturers, not all, well, I guess all, because they all have their picadillos, right? They all have their bugaboos. They should be talking about that to get manufacturers to make better product. As far as I'm concerned, an engine with reasonable care and parlance, which Richard gave this more than adequate oil change and service, I've seen the receipts, that engine should go for 100,000 miles. There's no excuse. This is flat out a manufacturing defect. This is flat out the vendor, whoever made these rocker arms, did it wrong. Whatever engineer subjected itself to heat treatment and procedural obligation to put these on the table, they're bad. They just made a bad part, flat out. And now the customer has to see. That's what Facebook should be talking about. That's what you should all be talking about around the kitchen table tonight, having that coffee and coffee cake and whatever else it is you're having for dessert, to talk about problems with cars. Not how much should the job cost. What you should be talking about when it comes to the shop and the job, did the shop accurately diagnose the problem? Did the shop fix the problem? Not how much should it cost? Because you have no perception of what things should cost. I went to lunch. I got lunch today at my favorite deli here in town. And I was talking to Paul. We were talking about business. And he said, how's business run? I said, it's kind of weird, Paul. I said, it's up and down. We were talking about what causes that. And I said, right now, I think people are flat out of money. And I said, auto repair is getting very expensive. And as expensive as it was, it keeps going up. You know, I look at my primary cost on parts, and I would say my cost on parts has risen 30 to 40% in the last year. And he said, is that affecting business? And I said, yeah. I said, for some, because some don't want to spend that extra 40% for a quality part. They're going down the road to the shop that's doing it cheap, but they're not looking at or considering that shop because they're still out there. The white box parts, the cheap parts, the parts that come in from what I call the bad part of China, the place in China where they're not manufacturing to any manufacturer spec. They're just slapping something in a press, pounding it out, and it lasts 7-8 months. And people are doing that. And they don't remember. Somehow we all have short-term memory. I've seen this. The American public does not have long-term memory. They don't remember who put the bad part in. They just remember it wasn't expensive. Yeah, it's okay. You know, he was still $200 cheaper than the other guy, who's the repair that the other guy did is still going. That's what you should be talking about on Facebook, not dictating what ball joints to be putting in a Chrysler 300M, which, by the way, you probably can't buy ball joints from Chrysler anymore anyway, because Chrysler doesn't make anything anymore. That's a whole nother conversation. I could sit here and talk for the next 2 hours, which I'm not going to, about the lack of parts that Chrysler seems to have. So, but anyway, hi and welcome. Can you tell I'm in a great mood? 855-560-9900. Come on back. Let's talk about cars and answer the phones. I'm Ron Ananian. Don't go away.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's more fun than listening to Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor and getting that car fixed right? 855-560-9900. Give Ron a call. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's wander over and open the garage doors. Let's go to Dave in Connecticut, 22 Chevy Colorado. Dave, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Welcome. I had a 2017 Chevy Colorado, got hit by a garbage truck, and I went to buy some used ones, and it was the other guy's fault. So, you know, I want a settlement. So I figured, I was looking at used ones, and they're so expensive, I bought a new one. It was made in September of 22. I bought it in October, picked up Halloween night 22. Last January, went to start it, little dingley bell comes on, the driver information center says low voltage. And the battery never really goes, when it's fully charged, it never really goes above 12.2, 12.3 volts. Sometimes I'm driving, the driver, if I put it on the battery indicator, the battery gauge, you can flip between that and oil pressure gauge and TPMS and all. It'll say that the thing's at 12.5 or 12.6 volts. I put an OTC multimeter on it. It confirms that's true. And sometimes it goes up to 15 volts. I brought it to the garage. I said, load test it out in January. I said, it's fine. And I was looking at the voltage gauge again. It still does 12.5, 12.6 volts. Brought it back to the garage. I bought it from a Chevy dealer in Tarrington, Connecticut. And they said, no, it's fine. It just does that. It goes through this mode where there's about six different modes, and the computer controls the voltage regulation, they told me. And that, there was something online that confirmed that. Is that true? I mean, what are your thoughts on it? It runs fine. The truck runs like a top.
Right.
I want to keep it as long as I possibly can.
Yep. Yeah, it's I won't say it's a nonsense warning, but it's a nuisance warning. I can tell you that. It is operating as designed. GM, more than a few years ago, went to a computer-managed charging system that they're looking at state of charge of the battery, which they're also calculating internal resistance. They're deciding how much to charge the battery, when, under what conditions, etc. They're doing this in the interest of achieving fuel economy, less strain on the alternator, getting the engine to propel the vehicle forward rather than drive the alternator to charge the system, and so forth. So it's operating as designed. I'm curious going forward, because I've seen this on more than a few Chevrolet GM products, not just Chevrolet, that I'm wondering if they're gilding the lily a little too close, so to speak, that they're making it 12.6 and it comes on at 12.5. Are they cutting it too high and, you know, too close to the core? But it's working. Yes, the system is operating as designed. It's a computer managed charging system. The ultimate decision or the ultimate answer would be a scan of all body modules, engine computer included. Does anybody report low voltage? Nobody reports low voltage. Operating as designed. All right. That one time you got a low message, you know, you're saying you got a physical low, you know, a text message on the dash when you went to start at low battery voltage?
Yeah, and a little bell went off. And I looked down at the dash, and it had a little exclamation point, low voltage. I started it. This is in January, and it was cold. And it started fine. It cranks fine.
Right. Yeah,
that's vehicle runs great.
That's the marketing department. You know, we don't want anybody to get stuck. So we're going to tell them when the battery goes low on voltage, even though we're running it low on voltage, because we don't want to charge it, because we also wanted to get good fuel economy, because we wanted to come back and buy a car that gets, you know, 22 miles to the gallon instead of 21.8. You know, it's the idiocracy. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
This thing gets like 24 miles a gallon on the highway and then 17 around town. If I keep up with traffic, if I go faster, I can get less than that. But if I take it easy on the highway, you get up to 24. And it's the V6 at 308 horse. I can go 7,000 miles. So it runs great. I mean, I'm very happy with the truck.
I have to tell you, I like the Colorado. I think it's come a long way. The early ones, they had some issues engine-wise, the five cylinders. They weren't great. They had some known issues when they first came out. They've gotten a lot better. I was disappointed. GM, now you cannot buy a V6. It seems like they just finally sorted it out and had a couple of good years. And now everything from GM in that size truck is going to be turbocharged in the way of a four-cylinder. And I question that. But it's no secret. I'm not a fan of turbocharging long-term. That I just question, you know, where will that truck be at 200,000 miles? What's that truck going to run like? Does it need a turbo and so on? I guess I am a dinosaur in a way. You know, I'm a big, you know, more cubic inches and more horsepower just always seems to make sense to me. But, you know, people will bury me over
that. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
You know, it's there's no substitute for cubic inches and it's just easier. My daughter owns a 22 RAV4, Toyota RAV4, 22 or a 23. It was the last year where you could get the 3.5 V6, which is the bread and butter, reliable as a brick V6 engine that Toyota has. I tell you what, it's a great car. It's light enough. The engine's big enough. It doesn't struggle pulling that car around town fully loaded. And I think it's going to last a good long time. And I think that's what they're trying to do, or that's what they were trying to do, the manufacturers. And now they've all gone to turbos. And listen, turbochargers, they're great. They do raise underhood temperature. You do have to stay on top of maintenance and oil changes and other fluids. If history has taught us anything, but, you know, they will go 150, 175,000 miles. I've seen it. I'm not saying it won't. The question I have is when that non-turbo truck has 150 on it and that turbo vehicle has 150 on it, are you going to put a turbo in it when it fails at a $150? Whereas that other one, you don't have to deal with that question. And how much more of an advantage and how much more horsepower did you need, did you use? So I question it. David, I appreciate the call, sir. Thanks for being part of the Car Doctor family. If you have any more questions, you know where to find me. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'm back right after this. Don't go away.
The voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Well, welcome back. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. By the way, you should get out to cardoctorshow.com. Cardoctorshow.com. The website is complete and up. We do have new links out there for YouTube. We have podcast links. And we see that you're enjoying Classic Car Doctor. We started posting this week, midweek, as we will do every week going forward. Radio shows from 10 years ago or so. And, you know, it's kind of fun, right? People have been writing into me saying, hey, Ron, I'm enjoying Classic Car Doctor, the midweek post up on the podcast page. You're talking about cars from 10 years ago that were actually 20 years old and so on, and some of the repair techniques and some of the things that you were saying. And they said, yeah, a lot of times you're still saying the same thing. I said, yeah, the one and only No Baloney, always faithful, always original. Here I am, right? I don't change a lot, which can be good, can be bad. So, but anyway, it's out there, cardoctorshow.com. We appreciate your thoughts and your input. So always. Let's go to Jeremy in D.C. Jeremy, return caller. Hey, Jeremy, what's going on today?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. On Monday, had to put a new alternator on my sister's Chevy Cruze.
Okay.
And just as a quick aside, I heard last week's episode you cursing about that belt tensioner on that unit. That certainly did indeed was the case with me as well. That's a lovely operation.
Yep.
Anyway, to do much anything on there, you have to take off
everything.
Seemed to me anyway. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I had to take off that upper engine mount.
Yeah.
And it has an oil leak from the timing cover, and so everything is oily everywhere.
Right.
And I'm putting the mount bolts back on, and yours truly got a little bit too excited with the half-inch drive ratchet, and just kabloom, broke one off inside the block.
Mm.
So now it has two out of the three on that bracket that goes to the side of the engine.
Two out of three ain't bad, bro.
Okay, well, so that's exactly what I was calling. I know the official response would be, well, okay, now I have to do this, but can it get through, like, the next 6 months with two out of three?
Probably. You know, if your sister's not going to be the little old lady from Pasadena and go drag racing with it.
Definitely not. Quite the opposite.
Now, let me ask you this question, and let me pose an answer as if we were going to fix it. Is the bolt is the bolt accessible? Can you see it? Get close to it? Touch it? Feel it? Do you have access to it?
I haven't checked that yet. Because once everything was on there and I broke that off, it was dark, and I was like, okay, well, this is it for now.
Right. You know, if you've got,
but it seems to me that it might the bolt. Given what came out, I'm concerned that it might be actually kind of recessed into the hole.
Okay. Well, it's a question of, you know, how recessed is it? Is it all the way down? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously drilling it out is the proper method, and it takes a steady hand and a good eye. And, you know, it's going to be, if you were in the shop, it would be you can't use the drill bits in my toolbox because everybody uses those. You can only use the drill bits that I have hidden in the corner in my desk. Only Ron knows where they are. You know, they're not for everyday use. That's a whole nother conversation. But I will say that if drilling is not an option, if I prefer, my actually preferred method of removing broken bolts, if I have access and I can see it line of sight and so forth, is I will take a nut and I will place a nut against the surface where the broken stud resides. And it can even be recessed down just a little bit. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I will take a welder, and I will weld that nut. You got to have good welding skills here. I will take that nut, and I will weld it to the stud.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I will build up weld on the inside of the nut. And you're basically welding a bolt head to the top of the stud and making a bolt out of it, if you follow what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you.
All right?
Got you.
I have never seen this fail. It's a combination of you're quick with the heat, you're just TIG welding it, all right? You're just going in and just zip and, you know, and bang, away we go.
This is
walk out.
Way above my pay grade on this one, so I think my hope is that I can get it to last just until come like June or July. She's going to take it into the shop to get that timing cover gasket changed and the oil pan gasket.
Right.
So maybe I'll ask the guy about that too.
And the valve cover,
have zero weld.
The valve cover gasket's not leaking.
I had already done that one myself, just because it's not right. Quite as painful.
Right. Yeah. The cam seals are. It's not the whole. It's not the whole timing cover. It's actually the cam seals for the cam sensors, the round sensors. And you're going to buy those as sensors, by the way. To buy the seals was silly. We've done more than a few of those. The seals cost almost as much as the sensor assembly itself. So you just put a new sensor assembly in it, because I've also seen them where they start to leak through the center connector, through the plug. And, you're going to just find it's just cheaper to put a whole sensor assembly on there. But yeah, that's common. That's common. Listen, Cruise is a cheap car. How many miles are on it now? Jeremy?
It's 150K.
Right. Yeah. I'm happy it got that far. Cruise was a great car when they came out. They were, their first 50, 60,000 miles. And it seemed that the amount of plastic used in the engine design and construction just took its death toll on that vehicle.
Ron, yeah. It has been painful the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like an every 6 month thing.
All right. Yep. But yet we're not talking about that on Facebook. I don't know if you heard my opening conversation with myself, but those are the things we should be judging on. I defy anybody to come in and do what mechanics do on a daily basis, not just me in my shop, just everywhere in general, to see what we go through, to look at the stupidity of design and the way things are created. It's mind-boggling, and yet we accept that.
They just don't care.
No, they don't care. They don't realize. Here's one for you. I was going to talk about this later on. I'll talk about it now real quick. If you own a start-stop, do you own a start-stop vehicle, Jeremy? Not a start-stop vehicle.
I do. A 24 Silverado, in fact.
With a push button?
Yeah.
Okay. Try this. We had this happen this week. We had a very nice older customer. She has a 21 Toyota RAV4, and she came home one night, parked the car, got up the next morning. The car's in the middle of the street, and it won't start.
What is it?
And she couldn't figure it out. And I understand. She's older now. She's getting a little confused. All right? She shut the car off. My theory is she shut the car off in drive.
Mm-hmm.
And got out of the car. And the car rolled down the driveway. And I can prove
it's so unnecessary.
Well, I can prove it's possible, because when she came with the car, I went out, right? She gave me the key. I sat in the car. I started the car. I put the car in drive. I shut the car off. I hit the button. The car shut off. I got out of the car. The car started rolling away.
There you go, man.
Now, I understand all the warnings. I understand that everybody's going to say, well, she shouldn't be driving. Yeah, but that's not the question. It shouldn't happen. In a day and an age, listen, I've gotten 7 recall notices from Amazon that the type of Tide Pod washing machine detergent pods I'm using to wash clothes is under recall by the federal government. I'm getting recalls for Tide pods, but I'm not getting a recall about Toyotas with push buttons that they shut off and the parking brake doesn't set and the car rolls down the driveway. Aren't our priorities kind of backwards?
It's like technology for technology's sake.
Right.
It's serving no end.
Right. And I have to say, all week, We found a bunch of cars that you can shut off in gear and they will roll. Some do set the parking brake to their favor. Higher end cars do set the parking brake. Cars with rotary knobs for transmission shifting do set the parking brake, or will shift to park if you shut it off in gear just by pushing the button. But the majority of them do not, and I want everybody this week to go out and try their push button car and see if it shuts off in gear. Can they get out of the car with the key in their pocket, not realizing they left the car?
I'm going to try that in my pickup.
Yeah, it's. I was like stunned. I was stunned. Anyway, I got to go, Jeremy. Always a pleasure, sir. You be well.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this. Don't go away.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Back. Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. Let's go over and talk to Ken in Virginia. Ken, how can I help you, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, this is Ken, Virginia Beach.
Hey, Ken. This is Ron, the Car Doctor. How can I help you?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I have a 2022 Ford Edge, and in the first 18,000 miles, I put on 3 catalytic converters.
Wow.
Any idea what's causing that?
Ford's doing this? Is this at the dealer?
Yeah, it's under warranty.
Yep, should be under warranty.
But it's a pain, and I've never replaced a catalytic converter in any car I ever owned.
Right. Is this the V6 or the 4-cylinder, Ken?
4-cylinder.
All right. So my one concern, you know, catalytic converters don't go bad. Something breaks them. All right. You know, there's something there that's causing that cat to fail. So, you know, first of all, I'd love to see, there's a series of tests we can do before and after. One of them is called index ratio testing, where we look at the difference between the front oxygen sensor and the post or the downstream oxygen sensor of the cat and look at, you know, how efficiently is it changing. It's sort of like we're going to do a blood pressure test on the car. We're going to check it before and after. I would love to see if that's what Ford is doing, just to be sure. What makes them think the cat is bad? Just because it gets a fault code, so they automatically put a cat on it, or is it something else?
Well, I would get the check engine light, and fortunately, the owner of the dealership is a close personal friend, and they would take me in and come back and say, we've got to order a catalytic converter, and we'll lend you a car. And
so forth.
And they'd replace it and okay. Go forth.
Well,
I just, when it gets out of a warranty, then that's going to, if it happens again, it's going to be expensive.
Right. I think my question to them or my conversation with them would be, the catalytic converter is the result, but the catalytic converter is not the cause. Something's causing it to fail. It could be something as simple as the engine. Something as complicated as the engine itself. The engine, if the engine has a bad head gasket, for conversation's sake, is it losing any coolant? Are they adding coolant to it during service, Ken?
Not to my knowledge.
All right, ask them that question. You know, is it running low on coolant from time to time? If it is, that tells me that it's cycling through the cat, and that'll cause the cat to fail. The second thing I would ask them is, have they talked to Ford, you know, at the engineering level about this? And I would think they have. 3 failures and 18,000 miles. I would think they've opened up. They can open up an engineering case, I believe it's called, where they'll talk to Ford hotline and they'll say, hey, I've got a 22 edge with this mileage. We've had repetitive cat failure. Because you're not the only guy that's having this problem in the country, I guarantee you. And Ford Engineering will come up with an answer and tell them, hey, here's what they have to do. Because you're absolutely right. In time, if this happens outside of warranty, you are going to be responsible, and that's an expensive repair. So I would use your friendship with the owner and say, hey, we both know that the cat going bad isn't the result of Ford making a bad part. We know it's the result of something else is going on with the car. Can we dig a little deeper? And that's really what it's going to take. I know how I would do it. I can't push Ford to get them to do it unless I ask the right questions. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay. So
I wanted to write a nasty letter to Ford, but I didn't.
No, I wouldn't write a nasty letter.
Do it.
Listen, I wouldn't write a nasty letter. Not yet. I would ask them, hey, listen, I've had 3 cats and 18,000 miles. And I would say, we both know that this isn't the cause of it. We know this isn't why, all right, that it's not a bad cat going bad. Something's breaking the cat. I'd like to have an engineering evaluation done on this vehicle because I don't want to be responsible for it once it's out of warranty. Ask them that. Come back to me. Let me know what they say. We can go from there. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We'll return right after this.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. You know, we opened this hour talking about, some commentary about the way auto repair is judged, and it's solely on price and, you know, accuracy, which all fair points. But it should also be judged on, you know, who does the possible better research. And I think research counts, right? You know, because sometimes auto mechanics are presented with difficult challenges and just finding parts. We had a 2006 Magnum, a Dodge Magnum RT, which was the station wagon version, if you recall, back in 2006 that Chrysler had come out with. And it's kind of a neat piece, 6.1, big engine, light body, really goes fast. And it was like the equivalent of the SRT V8 Jeeps and so forth. And it needs front end work. It needs what I would traditionally call lower control arms and a front radius rod. But Chrysler, in its infinite wisdom, makes it difficult. They no longer manufacture some of the pieces, but they also call them different things. And lo and behold, you know, we had to go out to AutoZone Pro. We had to go out to azpro.com, AutoZonePro.com rather, and look up parts by picture in order to be accurate about what we're ordering. See, and that counts. Just getting the right parts sometimes is the bigger challenge in auto repair, because they're called radius rods or tension bars or tension rods or control arms, even though there's a control arm right next to it. So I leave you with that today. Sometimes looking parts up is difficult, and that's a big part of the repair too. Thank you for AutoZonePro.com. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. Till the next time, reminding all of you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
The voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.